What's the toughest thing about being a superhero? Trying to live a normal life. Whether it's pumping up.
I got it!
Dinner with the family.
Stop coming in the
house! Hey! No force field!
You sit down! You sit down!
Or seeing old friends.
Hey, Lucian!
Hey, Speedo!
You are one distracted guy. I know you miss being a hero and your job is frustrating. But I just want you to know how much it means to me that you stay at it anyway.
Honey.
Hello, Mr. Incredible.
About the job.
We know who you are.
Something's happened.
We have a new assignment for you.
What?
Showtime.
The supers aren't gone. You can still do great things.
Wait, they're saving the world to the men?
Honey, where's my super suit?
Why do you need to know?
I don't think so.
Your sword can stretch as far as you can and still retain its shape. Virtually indestructible.
People, welcome to another porno edition of Throwback Tuesday. We got this chick that can bend and stretch all over the place. We got this chick that can enter in your mind and create force fields around your penis. It's called a condom. We got a kid that's like super fast. He goes in and out real quick. And we got a dad that's like, and got muscles on his dick and shit like that. So, my God, we got another porno extravaganza for you. Of course, just go back to episode 55 on the Phenomenal One, MovieSportsPodcast.com.
This is Z, the fancritic.com. There's also a black guy that shoots white stuff out.
Oh, my God, don't even get me started on that. And then, we got this crazy redhead guy, girl. Like, oh, my God, the girl is crazy. Like, she does some freaked out weirdo things, whatever. She tends to, shoot shit out of her. She likes a lot of things done with her feet.
Mm-hmm.
Shoots out some blue propeller shit. So and she's into foot fetishes.
This is an animated porno, too.
Anime porno at that, too. That got created up by Vivid Entertainment. And, those guys at Vivid are really, entertaining.
I know, they had
something to do with this one.
A budget. They spent $92 million to make this movie.
Oh, the mouse did have something to do. He came in and helped on this one. He said, "I see this one as a feature project going on here, and I'd like to elaborate on it a little bit." And, the mouse said, "I got to get my hands in that because I own everything else, so why not?"
Well, yeah, why not? Why doesn't the mouse just own everything?
Yeah, because he pretty much is going to own everything. He's going to buy DreamWorks.
He's going to buy us.
He already bought me. I work at Disneyland.
Sell out.
How do you think those roller coaster rides move and shit? I'm under the ground pushing the little steering wheel as I get whipped by a bigger guy. The biggest thing is he lets me go home on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, you actually get the weekend off.
Yeah, so it's not really like slavery, kind of. It's only like slavery for 8 hours. I think they call that a 9-to-5.
On a minimum wage. Well, you get paid.
I don't get paid anything.
Oh, you're volunteer, okay.
Yeah, he pretty much put me down as volunteering. He said black people like volunteering or something like that, so.
Wait, I think, isn't your contract, did you sign a contract and it said you get to see some of his movies for free?
No, I didn't even get a contract. He just said, "Get your ass to work, Blackie," so as I walked in the park.
Blackie.
He calls me Blackie. He doesn't call me by name or anything like that. He calls me Blackie number 5.
Well, I'm surprised does he get his number, your number wrong?
No, because they tattooed into you in your arm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds when we're working for the mouse. I mean, he feeds me, he clothes me, he makes sure I get my exercise on. He gives me discipline by when whipping me when I don't do something right.
It's like a drill sergeant.
I mean, it's like the army, you know, just like the army. It's just like, you know, Afghanistan army. You know, it's not bad. Lets me get vacation time Saturday and Sundays, you know.
But what about holidays?
Holidays, no, because that's the biggest time of the year. I work 24 hours that day, so no. That's cool. I mean, every now and then I get to walk around for 3 minutes and look at stuff that I can never get on. He's a very nice boy. I'll call him an employer, yes. I have to call him Mr. Mouse.
But it's nice to be a part of the Disney family.
Yeah, last person to call him Mick or Mickey or anything like that, I never saw that person again.
Yeah?
That's
a shame.
I'm telling you that the Mouse, call him Mr. Mouse. Don't ever call him Mick or Mickey or anything like that. He doesn't like that shit. Call him Mr. Mouse.
What about Minnie? Do you ever see Minnie?
I saw Minnie one time, but I stepped in on a long time.
Yeah.
If you catch my drift.
it's the porno edition.
Wow, that red Disney rat is going to come sue my ass like a motherfucker. He's going to come looking for my black ass, and I really will be a champ. That nigga will be calling me Django Part 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
We talking about the Incredibles. Pixar, the Incredibles.
This started Disney's fascination with superheroes. Do you agree with me?
This isn't a Disney film, it's Pixar.
I thought it was part. It's production.
Yeah, but production is Disney.
No.
Production is Pixar. Disney only distributes.
Oh, Disney owns Pixar now, don't they?
Yeah.
Who don't they own?
Yeah, I was about to say, they own everybody, though. So, why are you having a hard time getting out of that? They own everybody. They own you. You don't even know yet. I think I see a Disney tattoo forming on your neck right now.
That would be a little creepy.
It's going out of nowhere, whatever. It's like you prayed at night or whatever. So, I'm telling you, DreamWorks is almost going to go up in. They're going to own DreamWorks now.
Yeah, I see that, because How to Train Your Dragon's not making that much money.
And their last three films didn't make no money neither, so.
No.
Well, How to Train Your Dragon 2 is making money, but it's not making the money they was hoping to make up for those three failures they had before that movie, so.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you put all your faith in one film.
Sony.
Hey, DreamWorks, get behind Sony. Be teaming up soon.
That'd be an interesting partnership.
Oh, that partnership wouldn't work out. Check the data right now. That rat gonna buy both of them companies.
The rat's just gonna own. I'm surprised he's just not run for president.
He did back in 1972 when they told him no because animated rats can't be president. So he ended up buying the White House instead. So he owns the White House instead.
Oh, okay.
They can stay there unless he gives them permission to stay there. Yeah, true story, people. Look it up.
Internet doesn't lie.
Internet does not lie. Neither does P1. Because I didn't get that off the internet. I got it off P1 Facts.
Yeah.
It's an actual website, p1facts.com. Check it out. If you have any problems with it, go to .org.
That's a non-profit organization.
Non-profit organization that the phenomenal one himself created, along with a bunch of team members he will now announce. Some may be illegally incarcerated. Yeah, check it out. It's got a lot of facts in there, all the facts you need to know about life, movies, and the phenomenal one himself, you know? Just everything you need to know. It's like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's better than Wikipedia. It's 20.
And it's got his top favorite porno movies.
Yeah, exactly. P1 Media. That's what we call it. P1 Media. Media ain't got shit on P1 Media.
And this time, this one, nobody can change it. Only you can change it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Only I can change it, because that's stupid as fuck. Why would you let random people change it? You can change whatever the fuck. I changed up George Washington's history about a couple of years ago, and I said that he was a racist slave owner. Oh, wait, that's not changing. That's the true facts.
I do admit that when people do change it, it is pretty funny.
Yeah. I put all kind of shit back. I did change up some history shit, though. Black people were born when Fred and Sanford got on TV.
that's Mommy, is that true? Who wrote that? Jackass called P1.
Of course it's true. But we're not talking about Fred Sanford and Son, you know, as much as I'd love to throw back Tuesday on that. But
they need a movie about that.
Yeah, well, they should put me as Son, too. Yeah, and you could be Sanford.
Okay.
Put your blackface.
That's Nick Cannon.
Even,
oh, wait.
Even blacker face.
I'll see that movie.
What a plot synopsis.
Incredibles, directed by Brad Bird. Starring Craig.
Greatest director ever.
Yeah, he's a. Is he a creator of Simpsons?
He's done a lot of iconic episodes in France, so yeah, he's done a couple, yeah.
Okay, I figured, because...
Mainly some of the Bart stuff or whatever that, like, got popular, like the dance and all that shit, yeah, he came up with all that stuff.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he directed a lot of, animated movies.
Oh, yeah.
And Ghost Protocol.
The best ones, too, like Ratatouille.
And Ghost Protocol, too.
I didn't hear what.
Yeah,
Ghost Protocol, yeah.
Yeah. Incredibles. Starring
Fantastic Four, because he did a Fantastic Four movie. It's called Incredibles, and it's 20 times better than anything they'll ever produce.
True. Starring Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter, Sarah Vowell, Spencer Fox, Jason Lee, Samuel L. Jackson.
That nigga's in every goddamn movie throwback to his advertisements.
I know.
And even if it's a bit part like Coming to America.
This nigga has an every goddamn... This nigga has a... I swear to God, like, Samuel Jackson don't turn down nothing. I commend him for that, too, because he's not one of them actors who, like, I'm too big for that. I can't... I'm not doing that, whatever. I don't care if it's a cameo or whatever. That brother, you just ask him, hey, would you like to be a part of this? He'll do it.
Yeah.
He always has a memorable fucking scene in the motherfucker too, though. I will give him that.
Yeah, he does.
I will give him that, because, what was that movie I saw? Oh, yeah, RoboCop. Most memorable scene in there was him when he got angry at the end. So, yeah, I like him as an actor just for doing that and nothing.
He's got a nice scene in here, too.
He's, and the thing is about him, too. Another good thing about just him doing a lot of random movies or whatever is that they're not always bad movies, neither.
No. He's like the hardest working man in fucking Hollywood.
He has to be the hardest one. Isn't he one of the highest paid, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, I don't think about highest paid.
He was in the top five back when the Avengers came out.
Well, he takes every fucking... He's in like 60 movies a year.
Motherfucker. I like how people are like... Oh, this actor didn't have time to do this because it's doing the scheduling thing. And Samuel, they didn't put a poster of Samuel Jackson saying, you can't do both? Shit, because Samuel Jackson will find a fucking way. That motherfucker can do a big movie such as RoboCop and Captain America and still have two limited release films out the whole damn year as well.
It's amazing.
That motherfucker is amazing. He's a goddamn black ghost. Show up when he needs to be there.
And it's funny, it's like a black man working hard.
The hardest black man ever. And it goes back to say, though, once again, the movies he do cameos in, they're not bad movies, neither. Like, most people you see like this, you'd be like, oh, I get tired of seeing him or whatever and shit, but most of the movies he be in that he appears in are really, are if not great, but just decent to watch.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, he's going to be in, like, fucking Madea or something like that, but...
Hell no, yeah, exactly. You won't catch him in something like a fucking romantic comedy or something like that, or 7-Up, but he'll be in something that's on your radar, and then when he pops up, you'll be like, oh wow, I didn't even know he was in this.
Exactly.
Because he's the, like you said, he's the hardest working black man ever.
Yeah.
Do you think of anyone right now that, I know we're going on Samuel Jackson, right? Do you think of anyone that does more than Samuel Jackson right now?
No. Not even director, producer, writer, nothing. Hans Zimmer does a lot of shit, but...
Yeah.
No.
This guy, he's amazing for the simple fact that you hear these scheduling problems, like Shailene Woodley. She was going to be in the next Spider-Man film, but she, as Mary Jane, but I guess her contract pushed it back because she's going to be part of the TV show on Sci-Fi. And then you got the director, he's supposed to be the showrunner of the Daredevil TV show they got coming up, but he couldn't do it neither because he has to work on the next Spider-Man film as well. And I just look at them and go, you pussies. Samuel Jackson does 5 movies a year.
And do TV series and...
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And commercials.
I forgot. He shows up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. sometimes, so yeah.
And he's in commercials.
He's in commercials? He promotes products? Matter of fact, Avengers was coming out, and that motherfucker was doing Apple commercials.
Yeah, I think he's doing Capital One now.
Doing Capital One now, yeah, that's right. And, let's see, what else am I... Oh, and plus he was doing, when Obama was, going up for a second term or whatever, he was doing, helping out with the election and that shit. Man, that is a... That motherfucker must not sleep.
No, and he's got family. He's got a family, doesn't he?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
They must hate him. Daddy's never home.
And you know what he tells them? Go to sleep, motherfucker.
I'm tired of these motherfucking kids being out in their motherfucking bed.
I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck your thoughts, bitch.
No.
Maybe that's his secret, to stay in that same look he has or whatever. Never aged in anything, so always looking old.
Well, that's funny, though, that we're ranting on Samuel Jackson, that I think he's been in the most movies we've done on Throwback Tuesday, and it's not even him starring in it.
Do you think he's been in the most movies ever?
I want to say yes.
He's in, and not even bullshit, he's in 4 to 5 movies a year. I just saw a movie that came out, it was limited release or whatever. I didn't see the actual movie, but I saw, because I know it got released in some small theaters like 2 months ago. I saw it coming out on Blu-ray not too long ago or whatever. I was just like, God damn, dude, when the fuck did he get time to do this?
He, from his wiki page, he has 6 movies in 2014. 3 of them are in post-production right now, and he's filming 2 at the same time.
And Avengers is filming right now. How the fuck is he getting time to do all this shit?
How's the mouse letting him go out there and do it?
The mouse can't even control Samuel Jackson. That's how much Samuel Jackson is an improv on the city and community or whatever. He's like, I can't even keep up with Samuel Jackson. I turn my left, and then he's gone already.
Dude, he was...
a tracking device on that nigga, but it doesn't work for some reason.
In 2008, he was in 7 movies.
God damn.
And he was a star in 4 of them.
God damn. Oh, that's right, because he did make that cameo in Iron Man, too.
Iron Man, Jumper, Star Wars, Soul Man, The Spirit.
God damn, dude, this dude is the hardest working man. Okay, yeah, you know, I'm going to look that up when we're done here. Is Samuel Jackson beat the Ripley's Believe It or Not, if you will, record of being in the most movies of all time?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm with you on that one. I think he's beating the level now. I don't know who else could top that, to be honest.
And he's got TV shit, too. I'm looking at it right now. He's got TV, video games.
Oh, that's right. He does video games, too. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Someone cloned his ass. That's what it was.
This guy has to be the richest man in Hollywood.
That's why he's in the top 5, man. He's in the top 5 highest grossing actor paid actors in Hollywood.
Oh, God, man. Alright, enough about Samuel.
Yeah, okay, enough about Samuel. Shit.
Budget, $92 million. Box office, $631 million.
He was a better Iceman than the X-Man movies ever put together, though. I'll give him that last credibility right there.
Yeah. Incredibles is about a family of superheroes who... superheroes are pretty much banished from the world.
Yeah, it's kind of like Watchmen.
Yeah. And Mr. Incredible pretty much gets tricked in the... You know, I don't know how you say it. Being tricked into.
Well, I guess he does kind of get tricked to do more assignments, to come out of retirement and do some assignments. But he doesn't know who the employer is.
Yeah.
And it turns out the employer is be a rich ass supervillain.
Yeah.
Just to fuck around with him to see if he still got it, you know.
Yeah, and pretty much they just the family comes together and uses their superpowers and. I did love the villain.
Damn, you just gave the best description to a Fantastic Four movie ever, and you seriously just gave...
Wasn't this animated... Isn't this Disney's animated Fantastic Four?
Shit. God damn it. How the fuck did an animated one do it better than that shit did twice, man? That shit tried twice.
And if you think about it, they have pretty much the same powers a little bit.
I'm telling you, dude, this is the best Fantastic... Actually, going on down, this is my favorite Pixar film. probably in my top 20, and definitely in my top 10 of best superhero films.
Incredibles.
I remember when Incredibles came out. I didn't think too many people were that interested in it, because I didn't really hear too many people talking about it when I was in high school. About 4 years ago, I started hearing a lot of people rave about the movie. And I was like, oh, people do like this film as much as I do. And it has a cult following like a motherfucker. And they are just begging for a goddamn sequel.
Yeah. So you like this better than, like, Toy Stories and everything?
Yes. Love it better than Toy Story.
Oh. Hmm.
It is definitely one of my favorite animated films of all time. I thought the touch on what they did in this film, I was just like, God damn, I can't even... At the time, you couldn't get this out of a live-action superhero film.
I'm looking at their at Pixar's movies. This is the most different one, because kids are getting beat up. People are dying.
The only good live-action superhero I had at the time for 2004 was Spider-Man 2. Well, this is Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2 and 0, because I didn't like X-Men, remember, so...
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 is probably the best one.
But yeah, definitely. And I didn't like X-Men, and Blade started kind of tumbling down a little bit or whatever, so, you know, there really wasn't too many superheroes out at the time. So, for me, this was, like, one of the best superhero films I saw of that era coming out before we saw Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, and this is the first time I've seen this.
Which is shocking, because you sounded like
I thought I'd seen this.
You sound like you did. And when you was describing and everything, I was just like, to me, it sounded like you watched it. I mean,
but I remember I must have caught the back end of it, like on ABC Family.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe you were doing something, and it was on TV in the background or something.
That's very possible. But, you know, it's a different type of animated movie. I mean, you actually have a family coming together to fight evil. You don't see that in any a lot of animated movies.
I had a lot of fun. Well, I remember when I went to the theater to see this. Whatever. It was a lot of fun watching this. Whatever. I love the opening of it, too, where it was just telling the background of all these superheroes. And how they kind of did, like, confessional videos. And
yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool, whatever. I was like, man, animation is tip-notch here.
What?
And then, like, the whole mystery of why they can't come out of hiding no more and stuff. And then when they actually do it. Oh my god, I was so pumped up when they landed on that island and started using their powers.
What time frame was this movie?
From the look of when they were doing the confessionals, that looked like it could have been the late 70s to 80s.
Because I see the cars, the people.
Yeah, and then I want to say it probably went into... I don't know if they said how many years passed by. I think they said 15 years.
I think so, yeah.
15 or 20 or something like that.
Yeah,
because it was around 15 to 20, so it might have been early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, because I was watching, like, you got these cars and they look different, and the buildings and the people, the way they dress, it looks like it's like it could be the 50s or the 60s.
Because remember, Mr. Incredible himself, aka Mr. Fantastic.
No, Mr. Fantastic was the wife.
Oh yeah, that's right. But you know, I was going by.
He would be the thing. He would be the thing.
I was going by the names. That's why. Just called him Mr. Incredible. I was like, yeah, that's the name they gave you. Okay. Sounds familiar. Okay. All right. Whatever, man.
Yeah. One thing I did love that they touched on this movie that they never really did, and even the Fantastic Fours, they gave each of the characters, like, their own scene, like, their own, like, hype up.
Oh, yeah. They had that build up, that whatever.
Yeah.
And, Dash, and that was a fun motherfucker, watching him speed around on the...
I loved when he was punching the guy on the whatever that was.
Oh, and then he punched his ass back?
Yeah.
Or I like the part where he even tackled that dude that was trying to hit his sister or whatever. And then he kept punching, like, don't hit my sister. And then the guy just punched him or whatever. I was like, you don't think of it. Like, that was the first speedster I've ever seen where they used his power to an incredible length or whatever on the wide screen. Not mentioning, like, Flash or Quicksilver or anything like that. Because I love when him and his sister get to the island and they're forced to use their powers, which they've never used before. So,
no.
When they were using it, it felt like it was... as new to them as it was to the audience that was watching it. They were learning as the movie went along or whatever how much they really could do, because they never really had a chance to see what their powers could do. Even when the sister put up that force field, she didn't even know she could fucking do that. you can do that?
And I did love that Syndrome's like henchmen. They were actually kind of smart. The way he threw the dirt in the water find the invisible girl.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of smart. This could be a template for like DC how to make a fucking superhero movie. I'm
telling you, Brad Bird, man, he knows how to do superhero team up movies, man. This really hit the nail in the coffin by doing a solo superhero film where the father was going out doing what he does and still keeping the family maintained, and then till the end where the all out action battle happens, whatever, he knows how to bring them all together as one.
Mm-hmm. And that's the, I mean...
Red Bird handled that very well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why he's never brought on to direct the movie.
For live action?
Yeah, why was it... Wonder if he was approached for Ant-Man.
No, I don't think anyone's ever approached... I don't think he... Oh, I was about to say. I thought I clicked on something whenever. I didn't know chick that played Elastigirl, she's gonna be in Batman vs. Superman.
No, who fucking isn't?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, Holly Hunter, people. She's going to be a Batman vs. Superman. Doing what? I have no fucking idea. But yeah,
I don't think anybody knows what that script's going to be.
They don't even know what that script is. Look how they used to say, it's the Man of Steel sequel. No, the Man of Steel sequel is going to come out in 2016. I mean, 2017. I mean, so, yeah. This is a prequel of Justice League. Like, what the fuck? All right. Brad Bird would be perfect for a Justice League movie, then.
Yeah, but DC won't give it to him.
No, DC would never give it to him. But hey, you know what? When they do the Netflix TV series for Daredevil and all that, and they cause at the end of the seasons for each episode, they're gonna combine them all together to call them the Defenders.
Okay.
Brad Bird should get on that.
Yeah, does that come out? That start next year?
Yeah, it comes out next year.
Interesting.
Yeah, because if there's the Marvel minor characters, they had a team too. Before they joined the Avengers, it was called the Defenders, and they're doing that with the TV series.
That sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah, if you want to see minor characters or whatever, you're tired of the big league heroes, you want to see some different characters you've never known about or whatever, I think the TV show is a really good step to showing how that's done. And very happy to see something like that. I think that's very interesting. Daredevil has one of the best comic book runs of all time, to be honest, going on right now.
Uh-huh.
This definitely still today after rewatching this. I was like, man, I love this fucking movie. I love when Dash was running on the water. I was like, Dash invented that. Dash invented that, man.
Well, I did love how they with the villain.
Yeah.
How he wanted to be a superhero, so he did all this stuff to be a villain, but yeah, to make the public look like he was a superhero.
Yeah.
That was smart and different.
Because people, if you don't know, before Mr. Incredible married Elastigirl and had kids and all that, they show like, I want to say like maybe 20 minutes before we fast forward 20 years into the future or whatever. It was 20 minutes?
Yeah.
About 20 minutes, and we see about Mr. Incredible. He's like off, you know, doing what he does, you know, say, because he's like one of the biggest heroes of the town at the time or whatever. And everybody's relying on him, and then the villain in here. Jason Lee voiced him, who plays Buddy Pine, aka Syndrome, later in the movie. He gets in the car and he's just like, man, I'm being your sidekick, dude. He's like, I don't do sidekick. He's like, I created this whole get up and everything going on here and shit, and then he fucks up, whatever. The next, you know, he kind of grows up resenting Mr. Incredible.
That was different too, because I was like, oh shit, Buddy's back.
Got rich.
Yeah, and he's fucking a genius.
Yeah, he's a fucking genius. Yeah. It goes back to that Iron Man 3 syndrome. Don't turn your back on people.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be a superhero.
That's why he friended that little kid.
That's why, hey, he's like, I better be nice to this kid. He's pretty smart. That kid might fuck me over like 10 years from now. Hey, if you're gonna be a superhero, people, I'll let you know that you need to be nice to everyone. Because last thing you need is someone that you treated like a dick to get the last laugh on you.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what was going on in this movie. I mean, this dude even bought an island just to set this shit all up and shit.
Yeah. I actually liked him. He was actually...
He kind of got like some James Bond vibe off that island.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They had like a combination of James Bond, Fantastic Four. They had all these elements of like franchises we're supposed to love, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you get a little mix of all. The animation was beautiful, too.
Animation was incredible. Whatever. I love what they did with Elastigirl.
Oh, yeah, and imagine the sex they had.
the sex is always amazing with her, because I'm not going to lie, if anybody want to know, because people want the pervert, obviously, Elastigirl is my favorite animated woman ever drawn, because that girl has an ass on her. Oh, my God. Oh. The ass on that woman is just nice. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Elastigirl, the voice, she's the voice of Andy's mom in Toy Story.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think it was. No, I don't think it is. Never mind. I thought it was, but I'm not going to. Never mind.
That would be cool.
Thought it was, but I don't think it is. It sounds just like her, but no.
Oh, it did. It sounded exactly like her.
Yeah. It was some time. I can't remember the time. Never mind. Let me shut the fuck up then. I don't have pulled up, so I ain't going to put the time.
I really thought, like, how, you know, all the superheroes were barred, and Mr. Incredible's getting sued because he saved the guy from killing himself, saved the train, and I'm like, this guy's, like, they're talking, like, he's all depressed. I'm like, is he going to commit suicide?
It was a funny roundup, because it was definitely a superhero. It was one of the biggest superheroes. Like I said, he was the biggest superhero in town or whatever. He owned the town, pretty much. And to give all that up to work a desk job to provide for a family where they have to stay in hiding, and he can't even let his son join a sports team because he would just be too fucking amazing on it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And his daughter has to hide around and shit like that. And then for him to do a desk job, which, oh my God, that has to be fucking... Can you imagine going from all that fame to doing what he was doing?
Working in an insurance company with an annoying boss and... getting bitched at because he's actually being helpful to people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're getting, yeah, like you said, lawsuits and shit. And then you got to come home and see your wife, who was probably the most famous superhero female or whatever and shit. She's just like, she settled into it all perfectly. You're just kind of looking at her like, how do you do it? How do you fucking do it? It's different when your powers are taken from you, but the fact that you still have them, that's got to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I love the one he put his hand in the car and, like, crushed it a little bit, and then, like, shut the door, he's gonna destroy the car, and that little kid's just standing there.
He puts the car all down nice, so the kid's standing there like, oh, dude. All right, he's driving in that little-ass car, too.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that, I'm not gonna lie.
I like the aspect of the movie because, before the superhero stuff was even interesting as well, seeing the depression of this guy.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to commit suicide.
Yeah. Probably would have if he never got that call.
Yeah, I mean, he beat his boss up, he got fired.
Threw that motherfucker out the window, if I know what I'm saying. Wait, that dude was looking at whatever, yeah.
Like, dude, and they got the perfect voice for the boss, Walshawn. It's because he's got that annoying voice.
Yeah.
And he's smart, too. He says all these big words.
Another person I liked was, I don't actually know the voice who played her, the chick that designed his costume. Was it Mrs. Hoganson?
Yeah. And that was Edna Mode?
Edna Mode, yes.
That was Bird? That was Bird.
Oh my God. Alright, that was pretty good then. Alright, I'll give him that then. That was pretty good. I like her a lot, whatever. Especially when he kept bitching. He's just like, and a cape. And she's like, no capes. Capes are horrible. They kill people, whatever. And she started describing me. She's like, but this hero had a cape and this hero had a cape. And it was like, he died or whatever. And then all that shit, like, they made such a big deal about that. And it comes back at the end of the movie.
Mm hmm. You know who she remind me of?
Oh.
You've seen Kindergarten Cop, right?
Yeah.
You know the principal?
Oh, yeah.
That's who she reminded me of.
Actually, her design looks like someone that's, I've seen in a live-action movie, the way they design her and shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they based that off this character. I can't remember what movie it was, but her design is not too far away from someone I've seen before in a movie.
Yeah, and if I didn't see Brad Bird in the voice, I would never would have guessed he did it.
I would have never guessed that, too. Got me shy. I love him when I didn't even know that shit. Goddamn.
Yeah.
His sister is a Invisible Girl.
That's a sister?
From Fantastic Four. No, I'm just saying, if we compare Fantastic Four members, whatever. And his sister uses her powers a lot better and more creative than this bitch in Fantastic Four ever did. Jesus Christ, man.
She did.
Her powers was cool as shit because I don't even know the limit to her powers. I still think if they ever did a sequel with that, to see what else she can do.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. I thought every superhero aspect of this film was just incredible. No pun intended.
Yeah, I mean, all of them had their own little scenes to actually show them off their powers and stuff. And the kids were the best because they were just learning.
Yeah, the kids were amazing, and I mean, here you got these experienced veterans here and their parents, and then you got the rookie side. I think Brad Bird captures a lot of good elements of the film as far as like putting in the, like you said, the James Bond elements, the Fantastic Four elements, but then also the rookie compared to the experts here, or you know, just the better Watchmen scene of you know, just characters of getting in depression mode because they can't do what they want to do anymore. I mean, I thought the movie covered a lot of aspects of being just a family superhero. And another thing is, it did a great team-up movie at the end as well.
Yeah,
the family all got back together and they had to work together. I thought that was just incredible. Once again, no pun intended.
What was the baby's power?
The baby power looked like it's just to fuck with people. That was the funniest part of the whole movie is when the voice fails. Start listening to the voicemails. Hi, Mrs. Miss Parr. Yeah, Miss Parr. Yeah, you know, everything's going well. Yeah, I was just like, is there anything I need to know about Jack's going on here with Jack? He seems to be having an experience. Then it just got worse. Okay, someone needs to get. Man, I don't think they knew the baby can do what it does.
Yeah, it looked like he turned into a demon.
Baby has the power to transform into anything it wants.
Really?
So, like, if you want to become Colossus, it just turns to metal, like you see in the movie, you can do that. If you become that demon child we saw, if you wanted to turn into fire, it can do that. If you want to turn into ice, it can do that. So the baby might have the coolest power ever, actually.
Yeah, I would say so. It did look demonish.
What is the villain? Syndrome? That shit was hilarious as hell at the end of the movie. He's all laughing. I got your baby. And then he looked at the baby and the baby smiled at him or whatever and just started turning into shit. And then that infamous cape scene where he got sucked into the propeller. Oh, that was amazing. I loved it, dude.
That's why I thought this was a different type of movie.
They did a short with the baby on the Blu-ray, as far as exploring. I've never seen it, personally. I have the Blu-ray, I never watched it. But the baby became, like, damn near the popular one of the family, whatever. And, I remember saying, I'd love to see a TV series of this.
Yeah, I mean, they tried. What was that superhero family that canceled after a few episodes?
Hey, I forgot the name of that shit. We talked about that, like, a long time ago.
It's got, what's his name? Chiklis in it.
I don't even remember the fucking name of it.
Nah, neither do I.
Yeah, that's how forgettable it was. I meant like an animated card back on Disney Channel.
Okay.
I would have watched the fuck out of this on a daily basis, whatever. Just watching these characters just go through normal. I think this would be an amazing TV show, to say the least. Probably one of my favorite cartoons, if anything. I love these superhero genres, and this is one of the best superhero films. Not just a lot animated one. It's one of the best superhero films ever made.
ever?
Yeah, it's up there, yeah.
Hmm. I would say it's top. It's
definitely better than Spider-Man. So.
It does actually, it kind of does have like a Marvel sense of humor.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
And which is
it is, it is an animated film. It still needs to be fun for the family and shit like that, so.
Yeah, and I just.
I think it captures that very well.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of like, that's why I really like the movie, because it does have that type of humor that you see in a Marvel movie.
And plus, I don't think it shies away, even though it's supposed to be, like, family-oriented and fun and all that, I don't think it shies away from being dark and where it else needs to go. I don't think it cheats the audience out of anything.
Oh, I don't think it does either.
I think it gives every aspect you've ever thought of something, or I think it hits a nail on the front. Like you said, fucking Mr. Incredible, he's depressed for damn near 30 minutes of the movie and shit, so...
Yeah. This is a long... This is a long, almost two-hour animated movie.
Mm-hmm. How long is it? About
155.
155 minutes, yeah. It didn't even feel that long, either. I actually wanted more, to be honest.
Yeah, and, yeah, you don't feel it, but you don't see that in animated movies, 2 hours. Because that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking money. That's a lot of fucking money. If anything, I want to say maybe the Toy Story movies are the only ones I know that are over 2 hours.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, because I think the... I don't think the first one was, but the second and third one, I think those probably bumped it up to that much or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pixar's the only one that'll ever go over 2 hours, the 2 hour time frame, but, well, obviously because they got Disney giving them money to do it, so yeah, they're gonna go ahead and do that, but, no, I thought, the thing is, there's very little superhero aspects in it at the beginning of the movie.
No, I mean, the only thing you see is, Mr. Incredible, pretty much after he saves something, he has another job, then another job, then another, he just, all this bad stuff, you see this villain was Bon Voyage,
mm-hmm.
And you never see him again.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that shitty ass villain. Yeah, and it really covers the family aspect of it, and his mental health of how to deal with not being this famous superhero he used to be.
Yeah, and even Samuel Jackson, who plays Frozone.
Yeah, plays his best friend.
Yeah, I did like the part he goes about when he's yelling at his wife where his suit is.
Oh yeah, where's my super suit? It's like, honey, I threw that thing, we did what? I didn't even need that. He's looking around, like, he has all these, like, he presses buttons and shit, and shit just flips over and shit.
Yeah,
he had a cool scene when they all got together at the end. That shit was really cool. I was like, I treated it like it was a live action film. Like I was watching a live. It was a really good team up at the end when they all worked together and shit.
Could you? They can do like a live action of this.
Yeah, it's called the Fantastic Four. They just never done it right. Oh, the next man movie. They just barely did that right.
Barely?
Man, shit. They could have did anything with this. This is simple. I mean, the story is there. Here you guys. Just make it right, and they still fucking failing to do that.
Yeah, maybe just stay with the family.
And Fantastic Four, there you go.
Well, they're not family, but...
They failed twice with that. And probably three times coming up next year.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, I thought it was just cool, though, like, towards the end when Samuel Jackson came in, because it did feel like an X-Men movie at that, where, like... Well, I ain't gonna say X-Men movie. X-Men... cartoon or comic book, whatever, where these other characters just jump in the fight or whatever and help out along as well. And Dash and Frozone, man, they were awesome together.
Yeah, and like you
Big
said,
Speed with Ice, that was awesome.
Like you said, people are just begging for a sequel.
Yeah.
And Bird says he wants to, but he wants to make it the story trump this one.
Gosh.
That's why it's taken so long. So we're at about 10 years. We're at 10 years almost.
And it barely just got greenlighted like a month ago, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, around that time, yeah.
Yeah, it was sometime this year.
And, Samuel Jackson's gonna reprise his role.
Yeah, because a lot of people have been saying, like, since Pixar is doing sequels now, like, with Cars and Planes and all that shit, or Planes, never mind, with Cars and all the rest of the stuff, the most obvious sequel to do would be Incredibles. And you're like, oh, I want to see that. I don't know how I would feel about that. I do want to see more of The Incredibles, don't get me wrong. And hopefully Brad Bird does a comic system. But I would be happy if it's just on par or even better. But if it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If
What is your feeling on animated sequels? Because they don't leave like a cliffhanger. Like a Marvel movie, there is a cliffhanger, so you know there's going to be more. But animated movies don't really do that. They're only really made because of cash.
Yeah, this one made it, though.
This one made over $500 million.
I was going to say, this one does an ending at the end.
Opening. Oh, yeah, with Underminer.
Yeah.
Who does John Ratzenberger, and I'm like, that's a big voice to have for like a 30-second scene.
Mm-hmm.
That fucker's not getting any younger.
I'm about to say, yeah, if it's the end like that, you would imagine that's like, oh, sequel bait, right? How do I feel about animated... Actually, animated sequels are sometimes better than fucking live-action sequels.
It is. Toy Story 3 is probably the best out of the bunch.
Yeah, Toy Story 2 was fucking amazing, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
And, How to Train Your Dragon 2 that just came out? Fucking amazing.
Is it better than the first one?
You know what? The thing is about the movie... It doesn't feel like it's better than the first one. It feels like it's on par with the first one as being... You can watch both of them back-to-back to get the... Because the story just continues.
Okay.
It just adds on to the movie or whatever. And I was just like, this is how you do a sequel right here. You add on to the first film or whatever. And that's what How to Train Your Dragon. I felt like... I never once walked out because, you know, a lot of people do that. Like, oh, was it better than the first one? Was it worse than the first one? I was like, you know what? I didn't get that vibe of it was worse or better. I got the vibe that I just watched a continuation of the first one.
Okay, because I did love the first one.
I love the first one. I love both of them personally. They definitely be next Toy Story series if they get the third one right.
Okay, because you got... Well, we know Cars and Planes. Goddamn Planes.
You know what? The funny thing is I never knew people didn't like Cars or whatever. Because I was the only one that was like, I don't know about Cars. Cars
was... It was... It really pandered to the kids. I mean, this one kind of had adult themes, adult humor, kind of like Shrek.
Definitely a family oriented film.
Yeah, but it's got the humor for adults too.
Mm-hmm.
But like something like Cars, it didn't. It was just pure kids.
Yeah, that is strictly a gimmick. And I'm trying to think of more animated. What are some animated sequels? Despicable Me 2.
Nope.
Didn't like it as much as the first one.
No, that one was just for money.
I did enjoy it. So. Some other sequels.
Shrek.
Yeah, but then it kept going on and got worse.
Yeah, it did. Monsters U.
What was that?
Monsters U.
That was a prequel.
Okay.
And I never was a fan of Monsters, the first one. I mean, I thought it was fine. It looked beautiful and everything, but I didn't really care for it that much.
And they're going to be making a sequel to Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, Finding Dora, whatever it's called. Didn't it come out into the year, doesn't it?
Next, nah, 2016.
Oh, okay, they pushed it back. All right, I thought it was 2015.
Rio.
What?
Rio. They just
Rio. I didn't like the first one.
No, I didn't like the first one either.
Yeah. Up. That was a good one. But they didn't
Up's a Up and Wall-E. They better not fucking make a sequel of either one of those.
Up was amazing.
That was I think that was up for Best Picture too.
Yeah, it was. If I'm not mistaken, one too.
No, it didn't win Best Picture, but.
And no, I'm talking about in the animated category.
Oh yeah. I was talking nominated for Best Picture overall.
Yeah.
But Disney does release a lot of straight to DVD. Aladdin did it.
Yeah, Aladdin did it.
Mulan, we've said Mulan.
Mulan did it.
I think there's three Mulans, isn't there?
No, it's only two.
Is it only two?
Yeah.
I think there's a Lion King.
Spin-off Lion King films.
Oh, with the boar.
Timon and Pumbaa. Mainly them. Yeah, mainly the spin. Oh, I think there was one. I think there was a short of the monkey, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and they've done like Cinderella and, you know, American Tail, Kung Fu Panda, which I didn't even like to begin with.
Yeah, a lot of people love those movies, though.
Yeah, Tarzan, Bambi. I just don't know if... Those are just Disney. They're just trying to make profit. You know, they're going to make it. But they're not releasing it in theaters.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't even know if that's making for profit. Because, shit, they don't even...
Yeah.
Especially since
people don't know about it neither, because they don't even market those films that they come out.
They don't, but they still make money, probably.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I think the ones that go straight to theater, most of the sequels are usually, 9 times out of 10, they're better than live action films.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
Toy Story, How to Train Your Dragon, and Chilling, and hopefully Incredibles join in that list as well.
Yeah, I think it could have a good story, because you've got the key components of a good movie, which is the characters and their development.
And in this day and age where superhero films are being made, I think it's kind of easy to go about that route, wherever, especially Bradford. I think Bradford does have an understanding of it, but he seems to be putting a lot of work into it as well. And I don't want to discredit the guy, because he really is fucking amazing, to be honest.
And the cool thing about, one of the best things about like animated movies is the voices that they have. Craig T. Nelson, who people most know for Poltergeist or Coach, you know, excellent voice.
I didn't recognize any of the voices in here, to be honest.
Not even Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter, yes, I did. She's the only one that sounded familiar with her, because she has that voice that's just like, you can't miss it if you hear
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I can't pinpoint who it is and shit.
And I didn't know that was Jason Lee.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't sound any different, so.
You know what? Another one that was good that a lot of people like too is the Lilo and Stitch series.
I did like Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, I like Lilo and Stitch, and the spinoffs they had and stuff like that. They were just they were about as good too.
Okay, because I really did like Lilo and Stitch. I thought that was a cute movie.
Yeah, a lot of people love those spinoffs and the straight the ones they did, and they're not horrible. So those are actually pretty damn good.
And I actually believe that they had a TV series for Lilo and Stitch on Disney.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct.
Which, yeah. They haven't done that for anyone else, I don't believe.
Oh, Disney in general or just animated films?
Animated films.
Oh, okay.
I think Timon and Pumbaa did have a show.
Turbo.
Turbo's got its own TV show?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. The Netflix original, actually, now.
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah. Turbo, one I know they could do is the Croods. That's the thing about a lot of animated movies, is they would make just as great TV shows as they did movies.
They could, yeah.
Yeah, because every animated film has that premise of being on TV as well. I know they've done, like, specials with Toy Story. Like, there was a Halloween one last year.
Yeah, they've done that for Shrek, too.
Yeah, but Shrek can eat a dick. Shrek can eat a fucking giant donkey dick.
I like the first two.
I do, too. After that, they're just fucking horrible.
It really got stupid.
It really got fucking stupid. Nobody can beat the gingerbread man, too.
Yeah. The gingerbread man.
Bad motherfucker. Lose both your legs and still talk shit.
I love Pinocchio.
Oh, Pinocchio.
when he was in the part two, when he's like trying not to lie, and he's twisting the words around. I'm like, that was so genius. You know what I noticed? Animated writing is so much different than live action. They get very creative more with animated than action movie.
You can do a lot more with animation. I think that's one reason why. And not like all of it has to make sense.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the problems with. Okay, that's probably one of my problems with. If you want to go back to Marvel vs. DC, is that DC sets up these worlds that where they set up like more realistic. Like, Batman, that works. Batman, no doubt, that definitely works with his films, everything being realistic, how it was and stuff. There's no problem with that. But when you set up films like, even Sony tried to do that with the new Spider-Man that came out, the first one. They were like, we're making it more grounded, making it more realistic. They're trying to do that with the Fantastic Four movie that's coming out. They've done that with the Man of Steel film. And it's just like, nothing about these films feel realistic, okay? So stop trying to even do that. And we're as close as we're Disney's Marvel is, they never once say that about their films, that they're trying to ground these and be realistic.
Uh-huh.
They're keeping the comic book tone of them. That's what makes them work. When you go and say that, oh no, Man of Steel is being realistic, whatever. Yeah, it's so realistic that guns destroyed and put up back the next day.
I would actually get involved and want to, like, read if this was a comic book.
What, The Incredibles?
Yeah.
It wasn't. I think there's a lot of fan shit on here, so I don't know what's real and what's not, to be honest. But there wasn't a comic book before this, but I know there's been fan-made drawn ones after the movie came out shit.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of stuff on here that Disney has not even done, that fans have just done, because they've been craving and begging for a fucking sequel.
Yeah, but, when did Disney buy Pixar?
You know what, I'm not sure about that, to be honest. I don't even remember what their first Pixar film was.
Because this was obviously... Well, Disney bought Marvel after, like, Iron Man 2, right?
After the first Iron Man, actually.
Okay. Because I'm kind of very curious, because this could have started a trend for studios like DreamWorks and shit like that.
Was their first partnership? I can't remember.
It could have been.
Because what was the first? I'm trying to remember. Because Incredibles came out before Nemo and WALL-E and all that, if I'm not mistaken, right?
WALL-E came out, I want to say, 2008.
Yeah.
Nemo came out.
Nemo didn't come out till.
No, I think Nemo came out like 2000.
Was it? Damn, it's been that long?
Nemo's been out for a long time.
Shit. Fuck, time does fly. It
does.
Shit, alright. You know what, the first Toy Story came out in 99, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, it's 98, 99, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think Disney had them. So I want to say maybe Incredibles was the first Disney Pixar film.
Yeah, because I'm kind of curious why, like, DreamWorks or whatever doesn't try to make an animated superhero movie that's different.
They called it Rise of the Guardians.
That's a superhero movie?
If you will. It act like it. I mean, all the powers those creators had and shit. They did it with Santa Claus and Easter Bunny. They just took fairy tales and made them into superheroes, because that's damn near what they was. Yeah.
Oh, they failed, then.
That was a very good movie, too.
It was so-so.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was a good movie. It wasn't no so-so.
I don't know if I would watch it, like, multiple times, but...
It's a great movie.
I'd probably give, like, 3 out of 5, but...
You got your goddamn mind. I guess a 4.5 out of 5.
Well, speaking of ratings, Incredibles, fun fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's this... You could actually, like you said... You can actually watch this and picture a live action of this going on. That's what makes it.
That last 30 minutes was fun as hell.
It was. They spent a lot of time on that island.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time on that island. Even when they got back on the mainland, too, when they were just teaming up, the fight scenes were a badass, too.
Yeah, and they gave. It was like the first hour was pretty much Mission Incredible, and the last hour was about the wife and the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm like.
Bad screen time. Everybody gets their moment to shine. It's kind of like the Avengers, whatever. At the end of the movie, everyone gets their moment to shine.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you a picture of something I just found out about Avengers. It was their screen time and how much they got paid.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know if you found an ass shot of the Elastigirl. I'll take that, too.
Oh, okay. Incredibles, fun movie. It's like watching like a live action Marvel movie, which is, you know, I love Marvel. I'm gonna give it 5.
Oh, damn.
This is a five. This is just a fun fucking movie. You know, yeah. The story, it's like, especially with the villain, how they did that, it's so different that the villain who's wants to be
you
bad.
You like that villain, don't you?
I did, because I thought it was smart.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that more than anything. Am I right? This is the first movie I've seen where you talked about the villain more than anything.
Because it was different. When have you seen a movie where the villain wants to show the world that he's good and makes all this bad shit happen?
You see a lot of that shit now, so I can say Incredibles probably started.
Yeah, so they started the trend.
But what movie? Because I did see a movie where they tried to do that, but that movie sucked, so... I can't remember what it was now. That's probably how bad it was then. I think it was a live action movie. I saw a movie where the villain tried to make himself more of the... I did see that somewhere, but the movie was horrible. It didn't come out before this, but
No, I like the designs of everything. I thought wow, what a perfect family superhero film. I mean, family inside the film. Now, as far as a family going to go see it, I think it's perfect for that as well, too. Definitely one of my, it is my favorite Pixar film. Probably could be one of my favorite animated films of all time, too.
Well, we know, I know Mulan, another one we did, is up there.
Yeah, Mulan is up there. I love Paranorman. I love the design of that, first of all. A lot of great animated films out there that I think touch more on, that hit the note better than some of these animated films that say we're just going to stay to the kid audience or whatever. And I thought Incredibles captured what live-action films captured, to be honest. Some good storytelling in here. I'd love to see more of this. I don't know if I want a sequel or not. I do, kind of. Don't get me wrong. I just don't hope they don't fuck it up. But I love Incredibles so much. Yeah, I give it a high C. This is definitely one of my favorite animated films of all time. Definitely one of my favorite Pixar films there. And once again, I love that ending, man. The ending is amazing. It blows. It blows out what most superhero live action films does and blow their load and shit like that. This is much. The ending of this was much better than Spider-Man 2. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It was. Are you putting a lot of high hopes on the sequel?
No, because I don't even think about the sequel, to be honest. Because, first of all, when they announced that it's coming out, I didn't pay no attention to it.
And it's probably not going to be...
In 2004, had they announced that, then maybe I would have. But since I've done this for a while now, I don't get hopes of shit no more.
Because it's probably not going to come out till 2018. Anime movies take about 2 years to make, right?
2015, 16.
How long does an anime movie take?
Depending on what they put in there, but if they already announced it, they're probably going to go into production at the end of the year.
Okay.
Probably already had the script put together, but he's working on it. It's probably going to go to production end of the year, sometime next year, maybe. It might get released in 2015-16.
And Pixar and...
animators are fucking good.
Yeah, Pixar and Disney probably have the best animators.
They have some of the best animators. They can put something out when they need to put something out.
Yeah, so... And Craig T. Nelson and Holly Hunter got nothing much going on, so...
Even their crappy movies can look beautiful. I mean, shit. But as much as I don't really give a shit about planes... The animation don't look bad at it at all.
It's got Dane Cook in it.
Dane Cook work?
I think they were high when they made that casting decision.
Who's the casting director on that fucking movie?
They probably like, Dane Cook's still relevant? We're gonna fucking put him in this movie.
They probably just went on the message to us. Look, we get Dane Cook for cheap, whatever. And the kids don't give a shit about who voice acting is. Come on now. Kids don't give a shit. I like that we're in the age now where adults pay more attention to the anime film than kids do. So.
Do you think that's a new trend now?
It seems like the new trend that's going on here. Because it's kind of Train Your Dragon too. There's a lot more adults in my show.
Yeah. Do you think, since we just hit the big Frozen time, do you think they're going to talk, well, we pretty much know they're going to make a sequel to that.
I heard Disney don't have any intentions of making a sequel to that, but they have brought it onto, like, stage plays and shit like that.
Yeah. And I still have not seen Frozen.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Frozen's really good.
I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Yeah, it's really good. And that Let It Go song, that segment that they do, whatever, that's like a Broadway play itself right there. That was an amazing scene or whatever. That's the only thing a song I actually remember. There's like two other songs in there. They're okay. Nothing that really stood out to like being strong, but when they did the Let It Go song and just her in the mountains with the snow and shit, the way she used her powers or whatever, I was like, fucking rewind that part back. That was amazing. I was like, god damn.
That song's actually getting a lot of airplay on radio stations now. Like huge, like constant playing. Like, more than it was before, you know, I didn't hear it much when the movie came out, but now I hear it, like, three times a day on the radio.
Oh, wow. They even made a music video out of that segment.
Jesus.
Where they did the movie. Not even, like, they just took that clip out of the movie and attached the song to it, whatever, and they play it. Like, it's on YouTube and shit and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, that segment, they must have knew they spent their money loading that right there, because that segment was amazing.
Yeah.
And then plus, it was one of the first movies that, switch that whole woman not really needing a man thing, whatever. It was like she needs the love of her family instead of, some prince.
Yeah, very different type of movie. Like, very different type.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the one of the reasons why Disney's been able to stay in business so long is that they know how to adapt.
Yeah, that's why the mouse is the scariest person in Hollywood.
That's right, because that motherfucker will own you in a matter of heartbeats, so you better shut your mouth or
own your ass. They already know they own fucking Samuel Jackson.
They can't keep an eye on Samuel Jackson. They were like, that mother is like, that rat is like, alright Samuel, here's your, where'd it go? God damn it, he did it again.
You know why he's probably like, and then his downtime when he's not filming, he's probably just an extra in the movie that we don't know he's in.
you know what I think he does? I wonder if he just films doing shit and then just send him to studios and be like, hey, if you got a movie coming out, just put this in here real quick. And <it's>, throw that in there. So he does it. Or does he tell like Fox is calling him to do, I don't know, let's say RoboCop 2 or whatever shit like that. He's like, I can't do that right now. We're filming the Avengers. But here's what I can do. If you film right next door to us, I can probably step in every now and then, you know?
And it's funny, though. He changes his look in every fucking movie.
Yeah, that's right, dude. He changes his look and makeup and all that shit. He looks... He always wears a wig, a set piece now and shit.
He's got hair. He doesn't have hair.
Yeah, I don't know if he has hair or not in real life no more.
Oh, Samuel, we love you.
He's the master of disguises, goddammit. Make that movie, The Spy, starring Samuel Jackson.
He could, you know that, you remember the animated short, Spy vs. Spy?
Yeah.
He could do both.
He gonna do both. Oh, no, I, you know what, Samuel Jackson as the spy or whatever. Motherfucker, I only got 10 minutes to defuse this motherfucking bomb. Shit.
Oh, that...
Samuel Jackson is a tour de force.
He... God, if he doesn't make a movie in 1 year, something's definitely wrong with him.
All right, Alex said, no, I don't give a shit about celebrity death. The day he dies, that's going to be a sad day in Hollywood.
Yeah, just like, I'm going to be sad when Denzel dies.
Yeah, when Denzel died. Which, by the way, we're talking about being a spy. Finally saw that Equalizer trailer.
Yeah.
The one with Chloe Grace and him, whatever. Man, he looks badass in that movie.
Come on, he's badass in every movie.
Yeah, but he's even more bad because he plays like this super agent and shit like that, whatever. That motherfucker barely has to move when he beating your ass, whatever. That little smile he does, whatever, it's like... He pretty much, he was talking to one of the villains, or whatever, and he did this little smile because he knew what was going on. I was pretty much, I wanted to be there, like in that villain's ear, saying, "You need to get the fuck out of here right now," because Denzel's loose. I'd love to, you know what I'd love to see from Denzel? I'd like to see a Two Gun sequel.
I would too.
I think that'd be fun. I'd love to see that.
Marky Mark's got to get away from fucking Michael Bay first.
You know what? Yeah, his last movie with Michael Bay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Maybe they formed some new partnership now. Maybe they're trying to be the Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese.
Maybe. Mark, you're not going to win an Academy Award anyway, so don't bother.
I don't know why Mark Wahlberg would feel he needs to team up with someone. Whatever. It's like, dude, if anything, if I had to say Samuel Jackson in the most movies, you get the most work. That's a lot of work. No, like, seriously, does he not? He has, like, almost up there 3 movies a year nowadays.
Yeah. People are just going to change the name of Samuel Jackson and get roles.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg has... he's been doing a lot lately in the past, 4 or 5 years, maybe? He's had about 3 movies a year come today.
Yeah. Some are good, some are bad.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know if he's a good actor or a bad actor. It's like, this motherfucker... He tricks you.
He tricks you. He plays mind games with you.
He tricks you. Like you can get on his bed and be like, man, this dude is amazing. Then he go do some shit and you just like, the fuck is this, Mark Wahlberg? And then you see something like Lone Survivor, you're like, oh, you're fucking amazing, whatever. But then, what was his last movie he did?
Was it Pain and Gain?
Pain and Gain, you just like, yeah, you're cool, whatever. That's cool. It's nice. It's alright, whatever. Then you see Lone Survivor, you be like, god damn, dude. You act your ass off. And then you see something like Ted, where he's funny in. Then yeah. You look at some shit like Max Payne or whatever. You just like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Planet of the Apes.
Oh, goddamn it. That didn't exist.
He's hit and miss. Like many actors nowadays.
That's called Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
It better be good, goddammit.
And now he's in Transformers.
He didn't even need Transformers, though. That's the thing.
He did it. He just probably wanted to be because he wanted to be attached to the name.
Maybe. You know, that's what it seems like he does. He, like, picks work to, like, get his name out there. But it's like, if nobody knows your name by now, then there's something wrong with them. I'm not calling you an A-lister or a household name, but you do a lot, bro. You work your ass off. I will give you that.
Yeah, and just need to stop. Pick your projects a little better.
Yeah, exactly. You ended up on that Nicolas Cage route.
Without the hair.
Stop it.
Without the hair.
Oh, shit. Yo, that might happen. You never know. he might lose that hair. Shit. I mean, he really is ended up with Nicolas Cage, right? It seems like he's throwing his script on the air and just waiting until something landed in his fucking hand or something like that. Because it's not like it's hard for him to get work. And I bet he doesn't do it for that much money. I think that's why he's so easy to get.
Yeah.
But let's get some questions now.
These are going to be interesting.
They should be interesting, because they're about porn.
Do you want to give a big hype?
He says, hold up. This guy's really doing porno? Technically, no and yes. I don't know how to answer that, so.
It's a mixed bag. It's a Mark Wahlberg.
You'll see like one of the porn stars watching people fuck on TV. So, I don't know if that counts. He says, laughing my ass off. I gotta check this out. This has to be history in the making, unless there's a porno podcast I don't know about.
I suggested that to you.
I'm about to say, I'm sure there is a porno podcast. There's a podcast about every goddamn thing, so I'm sure there's a porno podcast. You know what? There is, and I added one as a friend on Twitter.
Well, I know there's sex. There's a sex advice podcast.
Sex advice podcast. I mean, that'd be the only. That's like the closest thing you can do. I mean, how would you even do a porno podcast where without talking about sex advice? I mean,
yeah.
Unless you just talk about the porn industry, I guess, or whatever. But you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and type that in right now. That'd be funny if ours come up first. But and then, like that episode pops up, whatever. Porn podcast. Yep, there is. Okay, goddamn. Cast Roller, go ahead and check that out. Wholesome Addiction. Porn Directors Podcast. The Sex Life with Emily Podcast. Still has plenty of porn podcasts. Adult Only Podcast. Porn Addict Podcast. The Porn Directors Guide Podcast. Five Smart Sex Podcast.
Do you think any of those will be up for a podcast award?
Yeah, probably at the sex and... Oh, shit, I found a triple XX video podcast.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, people, that's not... Lance, that ain't history in the making, man. It's been done. Oh, that's hilarious. Damn, I just type in porn, right, and I got a whole fucking list right here. It's like, hey, don't shy away from us now. Andrew, he says, laugh my ass off. Well, P1, your dreams came true. You seriously reviewed a porno and drag Z along with his idea.
No.
Just want everybody to know. I was innocent in this one. That was Z that picked all that.
No.
Z is a horny, perverted bastard. You have to watch him because sometimes he throws me off guard with some of his perverted ways.
Oh, really?
He does. Yeah. It really is, dude. You gotta calm that shit down, Z. Maybe okay. Chlamydia or something like that. He says, not gonna lie, I was expecting some nasty ass talking from you. But you guys kept it very intellectual. Actually, a real good conversation about the porn industry. And you bastards know your porn stars, LOL. Well, Z knows his porn stars. I was really off guard by this. I didn't want to do this at all.
The funny thing is, he did this show in church.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, everybody knows girlfriend's panic, but we had to go to Sunday Mass. What'd you expect, Jen? I had to do a podcast about Sunday Mass. he said, who would be your favorite porn stars in the industry right now? I know P1 probably has 20 in his smiley face.
Do you?
You are so full of shit that you are absolutely right. I man, that's the hardest question ever asked on Throwback Tuesday.
I have a few, but I don't know who's retired and who's not retired anymore.
Yeah, I don't know that neither because I don't buy videos. I just watch them on the internet.
You're not the only one.
Actually, you know what? No, I have a good sense of who's retired and who's not, though, if they're big now. Let me go down and list my favorite now. how much time have you guys seen? We're going to be here.
Go ahead.
Lisa Ann. That is one hot-ass white 40-year-old woman. If you don't know her, she did, like, the Sarah Palin videos.
Yep.
Oh, my God, Lisa Ann. Where have you been all my life? I wish you was my teacher. I want to fuck that teacher. She's hot, dude. Like, for... Was it, like 44 or something? 46?
I think she was 42.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, man. Her body is... I don't give a shit how much work she had done. It looks great on her. Plus, she got that smile, the million-dollar smile. Oh, my God. Oh, owner's thinking about it. Let's see. There's Sarah J. I love me some Sarah J.
You love the big girls, don't you?
Hell, yeah, man. Shit, I love me some fucking beyond girls. Because they know how to ride a dick, I mean. You don't have to tell them shit. They know what they're doing. I like that mother. Oh my God. Okay, but we're gonna go down. We're gonna break it down. We're gonna go white, Latin, and then blacks. All right. So, there's a Kelly Devine. It's another one. Austin Taylor, Melanie Monroe. That's five. Okay, I give you five white. Five Latin. Isla Fox. But she's retired. But I don't give a shit. No, still a that's the finest Latin woman ever. Let's see. What else we got? What's that bit? Alexis Breeze. That's a good one. She's retired, too. A lot of Latin ones are retired. Sophia Castella. She got a butter face, but her ass is just like... That is like the best ass in porn, probably. Like one of the best ass in porn. So yeah, that's definitely up there. let's see. Black now. I don't like black ones, so... There you go. Not to fuck with you. Oh, there's this chick named Catalina Taylor, too. But I know she retired, too. Black, man, you got Layla Monroe. That's a good one. There's this chick named Stephanie V. She did a video with Pinky. My God. Where did you find... Oh, yeah, they found her in Atlanta. Okay, well... I never take my black ass back down there. Jasmine Cashmere used to be a bad bitch, but then she got religious and tried to leave and shit. She should have been on that fucking documentary, to be honest. So, yeah, I guess I can go through more, but, you know, hey, I don't want to bore you guys on this.
Should I give mine out?
Yes, please.
I don't know who's retired on this list or not, but...
Just go ahead and give it out and I'll tell you.
Tegan Presley.
Retired.
Nikki Benz.
Still going.
Shyla Stiles.
Oh, Charlotte. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a nasty bitch. I like her.
Riley Steele.
Riley Steele, yes.
Devin.
Just Devin, right?
Just Devin, yeah.
Devin Lee is her last name?
No, just Devin. Just regular Devin.
Okay, yeah. I think she's retired, too.
Memphis Monroe.
Memphis Monroe. She's definitely retired. I haven't seen her in so long.
Alana Ray.
My ex actually looked like her.
Nice.
Yeah, I had the tits too. Not the ass, though. That was a problem.
Alana Ray.
Oh, Alana Ray. Oh, my God. If she ain't titty fucking in a video, then I don't know what her problem is.
Katie Cox.
Katie Cox. Oh, that's another one. She ain't titty fucking anything. I don't know what her problem is. Let me throw another one there. Sophie D.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That girl. When did she develop an ass on her? That girl has a body like a motherfucker.
Rachel Rocks.
Rachel Rocks.
Eva Angelina, who we talked about last week.
And Rachel Rod, so you like them biker tattoos.
No, we just wait. Then I got Eva, then Brianna Banks.
Hey, you like them biker chick.
Nicole Aniston.
Yeah, she's another one. Biker chick.
Tori Black.
I know she dated a guy. But yeah, you like them hardcore white biker chicks.
Lexi Bell and Christy Mack.
You
said
Jamie Bell?
Lexi Bell.
Lexi Bell? Okay, yeah, yeah.
She does a lot of, like, she was in, like, she was, like, Batgirl or something like that in a Batman movie.
Batman. Yeah, about, like, 5 years retired.
Yeah. I mean.
As you can see, people see it, he likes tits.
Yeah, I'm a tea guy.
Yeah, I'm an all body guy. Give me everything.
Well, I'm not, they're all beautiful, they're all pretty as fuck, too. They all got pretty faces.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah, that's the thing, they always call these poor girls whores or whatever. I can tell you this right now, if one was coming up, I would date one in a heartbeat.
And you cannot tell me, say you saw, like, Lisa Ann on the street. Never knew who the fuck she was. Did not know she was a porn star. She would be hit on by so many people.
Even if she didn't have the big tits and shit.
Yeah, if, like, any of these girls that I named or your name, if they were porn stars, they would get hit on constantly.
Yeah, I wouldn't even stop. Even, like, they could be in, like, a regular, like, a business suit or whatever, something like that. Like you just said, their face is so gorgeous. I would even, if I don't talk to them, I would definitely look, like, hard. Like, I'm like, damn, look at her. Because, like, even, like, some of the names that were, I think I had more older ones than you did, or as far as, especially with Lisa Ann, or, you know, she has a fucking gorgeous face.
Oh, yeah, she does. She does look like Sarah Palin with glasses.
She looks like that slutty Sarah Palin. Like, you're like, damn, then you look at Sarah Palin and you're like, why are you so stupid and not a whore? That'd work out so much better for you.
Lisa Ann, the better Sarah Palin.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing about that, too. Better Sarah Palin. Better Sarah Palin, whatever. So Lisa Ann is fucking gorgeous. And even, because Nikki Benz is up there in age, too. Nikki Benz is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful. And
she's like, what, 38?
I want to say anywhere from 35 to 38.
Yeah, so, yeah,
but Tegan's probably my all-time favorite. It's just because she's got a great ass and gorgeous and, you know. But here's a question. I don't think we talked about this.
What's up?
What do you like? Do you like story porn or do you like straight action porn?
You know, I always say I like the straight action porn, but then I always find myself rewinding to the part of how it got to this point where they're fucking.
Pizza Man just shows up. I can't pay you.
Yeah, it's like sometimes the shit is so ridiculous, I just like to see how it sets up.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here to, they're like the most unbelievable people ever, whatever, when they try to act like in these roles, whatever, like one time I saw this one porn with Cherokee the ass in it, she's a teacher, she shows up to this kid's house or something like that, just like, yeah, I'm not buying any of this, whatever, and they got the fucking word, I was just like, okay. First of all, that's a big ass stupid. Second of all, that teacher, man. God damn, dude. I always loved those class ones, man. Those ones.
And you know what the hot thing is now? Superhero what? Parody porn.
Superhero parody porn. And I don't even care for those that much either. The day they put Lisa Ann as Wonder Woman, that's when I give a shit.
Nah, I think Tori Black was the last Wonder Woman.
I know, and I didn't really care for it that much. I'd rather see Lisa Ann. Even Alana Ray. Oh, wait, her hair is blonde, though. She had a black one.
She was actually Wonder Woman. I remember seeing that one time.
No, she was Supergirl.
Supergirl, that's it.
Yeah, I seen that one. They raped her. It was awesome. What? It was awesome. She's younger than me.
Yeah.
But,
But I think all the sex, they kind of, their age kind of affects, all the sex kind of makes her age seem older.
Yeah, it really does. Whatever. She probably had more sex than both me and Zeeba together.
Yeah, in a month.
The life of a porn star. But I completely agree with you that if you didn't know if these chicks were porn star and you ran into any industry, you wouldn't. I guarantee you're gonna look their way.
Yeah. Even if they were a porn star and you knew, you're gonna be like, you'd be tongue tied.
Yeah.
Shit, last time I was at the mall with my sister or whatever, this chick had her titties hanging out. I remember going, damn, your titties is out. My sister said, oh my god, shut up, the P1. And I was like, what? Shit, she walked past me. She must wanted me to comment on them titties.
You were being the gentleman.
Exactly. If a porn star was to walk past me doing the same, I would say the same damn thing. I'd be like, holy shit, look at that. Right there. Oh. Shit. Look at them titties, girl. Take them, motherfucker. Take it fast. Watch yourself. Don't know what you're working with. Before y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Watch yourself. Alex, he says, Houston is definitely my favorite. Plus, she was the only one in here really showing it off. She really was. And my God, was she showing.
Well, I think she's got, like...
showed one clip of her with the NASCAR suit on over her titty thing. They showed that clip, like, 4 times.
Oh, I think she's got, like, triple D?
F.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Mary Carey, I think, is bigger.
Bigger?
I think so.
Oh my god. Alright. Hey, I agree with you guys, though, that the movie tends to get very preachy. That's cool and all, but whenever a film gets preachy, nothing about it feels real. And I guess that's because you really can't relate. Nonetheless, still a great episode and a very good talk about porn, LOL. Also, what is a film that is so preachy you can't help but roll your eyes? Fucking Tyler Perry film. Always finds a way to crowbar some shit in there, like it's some life lesson or some shit. You're just going like, oh my god. Some parts of Spring Breakers trying to get
preachy. Let's not talk about that piece of shit.
That shit tried to get preachy sometimes, whatever it's his name.
I still don't know how people had that in their top 10 list of last year.
That is one mystery that is not giving me about Hollywood, that film. That film had 67% or some shit like this.
I think it's higher.
People putting it on a best of list. It made Film Critic Awards list and shit. I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, whatever. But then, like how subtle was that they named that the religious girl in the movie Faith? I'm just like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
I rolled my eyes on that shit. I was like, Faith, come on.
And the one date in the pretty much the most hated person in America.
Yeah, Jesus. Fucking
retarded. Now she's a born again virgin, which I'm like, whatever.
Whatever. You get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna say Knowing kind of got a little preachy.
Oh, shit. I was like, what's that? I was like, oh, wait a minute. We reviewed that here.
I think that got a little preachy.
That did get preachy. That shit, man, talk about the ultimate eye roller. Yeah, I was rolling my eyes left and right in that fucking movie. It's like, oh my god. Nicolas Cage was trying to sell that shit too. He really was.
He was trying to make that movie look good. It wasn't.
I didn't say in the review. I probably should have gave him more credit than I should have, but he really was trying his hardest. It really seemed like he was trying hard to make that movie work.
I think he was trying in Wicker Man, too.
That's the thing Bob thinks. He tries.
He is in a movie coming out, I think it's in the fall, that Left Behind movie, which is a preachy movie.
I think I did hear about it. He had a movie that just came out on Blu-ray, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's actually a good movie.
Yeah, he's hit and miss too. He's a Wahlberg type.
Yeah, he's throwing shit up in the air and catching it.
And he's trying to get every script imaginable.
Yeah, he's trying to catch them all, but for some reason he just can't.
He's trying to be Samuel Jackson, but he's not making good choices.
What's another priest movie? Any of the that movie I saw this year? What was it? Son of God?
No, God's Not Dead.
Oh, the ultimate preachy fucking movie. Oh. God damn, man. I walked out of that movie. I think I told you that.
Yeah, you told me. You said that. You said that movie was just like going to church.
Yeah, it was. I think I said it on one of these episodes. Throwback too. Yeah, I was like, that movie pissed me off. I walked out like 30 minutes in. They was knocking that shit over people's head like a mother. I was like, okay, for the love of fucking God. You know, one movie I do like about religion too. One movie I really like is what is it called with Bill Maher? Religious
or whatever.
That's the name of it? Okay, yeah. That movie was really good. I like how I like how they all get mad. He's just like asking questions like why do you believe
And Bill Maher's got that I think he's a genius. Like,
oh, yeah.
Literally. So he uses a lot of words that's supposed to be, like, not a lot of people are going to catch it or funny. So he's got, like, one of those smart humor. Like,
yeah, he's very slow-paced smart humor.
So it's kind of like the Colbert Report or something like that, that you really have to know what's going on to really catch his humor.
You have to be involved with, like, the racism, religious.
Correct, correct. If you just watch it without knowing it, you're not going to catch it.
You're not going to get it. I used to work at this Republican law firm, which I didn't know there was a lot of Republicans there, though. They couldn't stand Bill Maher.
He is kind of preachy. It's like, he's kind of like Nancy Grace, that he kind of pushes the buttons and he's never wrong.
I like that about him, that he pushes the buttons.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of people in politics that push the buttons. I think he does a good job of doing it. Because in politics, they don't like that button being pushed.
True, and he does.
I see a lot of people that don't like to hear about it or talk about it, and I the reason why I do like him is because he's not afraid to ask those questions.
Yeah, and he's Nancy Grace is more. She pisses off like common people like me or you. Bill Maher pisses off the government.
Bill Maher pisses off people that got money and shit.
Yeah, and Nancy Grace pisses off the common folks.
Yeah, exactly. I remember saying that. I was like, when a lot of the guys in there would tell me they didn't like Bill Maher, I'm just like, man, it's funny that a lot of white guys don't like him. And then I found out how much money they were making. I was just like, oh, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bill Maher, even though he makes his own amount of money, whatever, I don't think he shies away from that or whatever. I think he does. That's a good point. I haven't watched too much of him lately, so I don't know how preachy he is. I can see where he is preachy, though, but I think he's something that politics does kind of need, whatever, as far as journalism go and comedic journalism go. Because his shit can be very knowledgeable and funny at the same time. I think it's one of the, definitely, if you're like into that kind of stuff, one of the best shows to watch.
Yeah.
So actually, I got a lot of my politics and shit from him, watching his show back then.
He's on like HBO or Showtime, right?
HBO, yeah.
It's HBO?
And the man hates Bush.
Oh, yeah, he hates Republicans.
He fucking hates Bush like a pat with a passion.
He's the opposite of Fox News.
Exactly. He cannot. You remember they kicked him off for, was it NBC?
Because
he kept dissing Bush on that shit over there. He kept bad-mouthing the shit up, but I remember when he moved to HBO, he was like, here, I won't get kicked off everywhere, because I can say whatever the hell I want about Bush. Welcome to cable, bitch.
Welcome to premium cable.
Calling him an idiot, stupid, or whatever. If he has something to say about a president or anybody that's running or whatever, he will fucking say it.
Mm-hmm.
When they were asking Obama about his fucking birth certificate and shit.
Yeah.
And he was just like, how fucking stupid can people be? He's like, Obama should tell them, I'll show you my birth certificate when Sarah Palin shows her fucking high school diploma. I was laughing. I was like, so. I like that he's out there and raunchy enough, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just me, though. I know a lot of people that don't like him because he is out there, so.
I mean, yeah, that's why I think Stewart and Colbert are trying to be like, they're trying to be like a better version of Bill Maher.
Yeah. If anything, they're the PG version.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, they're the PG-13. Let's just say that. One's the HBO version, the other is goddamn Comedy Central.
Yeah, and Colbert's taking over for Letterman, so.
So, yeah, and not to say that they don't do the same thing that Bill Maher does, but they say it in a tone where it's more, like, funnier than, and just, I ain't gonna say it's nice, it's not nice, but it sounds nicer than the way Bill Maher puts it.
Yeah.
Bill Maher just says, fuck it, I'm on HBO, I'll say whatever the fuck I want, you're an idiot. So. Deborah Oliver, she says, listen to this episode now, and I'm still in shock that this was a throwback choice, LOL, Z's choice. So far, it is a great episode as well, but the movie does sound like it has an interesting premise, just not executed well. Thank you, guys. Excuse me, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, we'll be doing another porno. This wasn't a porno, so.
This was our first documentary.
Yeah, first documentary porno, too, at that.
Yeah, it just happened to cover porn.
I didn't know that.
No, I thought, you know, it was about, like... Yeah.
Even though it says porn. I thought it was about the food industry.
I thought it was about, like, you know, delivery guys, you know, not be able to make money.
I can see that, too. Okay, all right, yeah. So, yeah, blown off by this. If you say documentary porn, maybe, yeah.
There's a lot out there. You'd be surprised at how much there is out there.
Porno itself?
That would be hard to review. It would be a very quick show.
Yeah, exactly. Because it'd just be like, okay, he's sticking his dick in her ass. I like that part, dude. That part was amazing when he stuck his dick. Okay. Imagine that with you. What would you do? Should I fucking come? That's what, that's what I do, too. See? Give it a seat.
Yeah. And it's very, it's going to be very hard to find a porn.
Do the Avengers porno. I don't know.
I'm not paying for porn.
I'm not paying for it either, so. I don't know. I'm just going to shout out to After Porn Ends, whatever, for featuring us in our review.
Yeah, how awesome is that?
Yeah, that was funny as fuck, because I was telling Z, dude, I didn't even post shit on Twitter or Facebook yet. I just barely published it on the site or whatever, and already it got featured on their site. It's like they were waiting for it. They must be waiting.
Yeah, it was just, it's like, because I put it on archive.org before I sent it to you, so I wonder if they just get, like, any type of alert anytime someone puts the after porn ends or whatever.
Yeah, because I posted it on Tuesday around noon my time. And it got featured like 30 minutes later or whatever already on the site, and it gave my link to the site and everything. I was just like, oh. And there's even on this site under the comments section, there's a track. If you look down here where it says track backs and pings, you can click on that link, and they left the track back to this other site or whatever, the blog feature that posted it up as well.
And I'm the fan critic, or the film critic.
Yeah, so Oxymoron Entertainment, which was an independent, which is funny, independent film thing or whatever, but they do a lot of, like, you know, documentary porn and stuff like that, whatever, they were featuring it as well, so, thank you guys.
Hey, you said the show's been a huge hit for the site, so.
Yeah, it was a very good weekend podcast last week. It was just a hit after hit every day that was coming, so. Especially with this one kicking the week off. Throwback Tuesday kicks the week off, if you don't count Sunday, I guess. I'm going to count the week. Throwback Tuesday kicks the week off, and Throwback Tuesday threw it out there in the lynch, and then, you know, it just kept picking up from there, even with the reviews that came afterwards. So, yeah, After Porn Ends. I kind of wish we were a little nicer now. Maybe I could be fucking Mary Carey right now.
Yeah, like, hook us up with a meeting with Mary Carey so we can say hi to her and meet her.
Yeah, exactly. One-on-one time, too.
Well, I'll take Christy Morin, because you could have Mary Carey.
Oh, you gonna take Christy Morin?
Yeah, but she's all religious now.
Yeah, well, that'd be even a better interview than if you can break her.
I'll break something on her.
Just tell her, I'm going to use this. It's called a condom. It's very religious.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. You put some attachment. You write it in the Bible yourself. See, here it is, right here. It's on the sex page. Yeah. Of course, sex is okay with podcast hosts.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it. That was a good episode. It was interesting.
Yeah, I remember you texted me. I'm like, they covered our podcast. I'm like, who did? I'm driving. I'm like, I'm driving. I don't know what you're talking about.
The actual fucking movie. The next thing I started getting followers on Twitter from people that like cover like sex topics podcasts and shit like that. I was just like, oh lord.
I was hoping they would probably do a review of the podcast. So like, Because I want to know if they thought we were bad or not.
Last question I got here is from Jimmy. He says, congrats on getting featured by the actual film site, you guys. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Who would have thought our first, it only took about 54 episodes, but we got featured on the actual movie's website, and it was a fucking porno. It took a porno to get Throwback to the
Maybe we're missing our boat here.
Oh, man.
What would you do if, like, Marvel or something did that?
They was like, yeah, everybody does a podcast about us. Everybody does a podcast about us. While not my favorite episode, still is Transformers. This was a really good episode. Definitely one of the better. Also, didn't think you guys would get into documentary territory. Any other things we can look forward to on Throwback Tuesday? Yes, thanks for picking this on Netflix because I was interested in checking this out. Once you guys talked about it, and you guys were right about it.
Was Jimmy the one that wanted us to do movies straight off Netflix?
No, I think that was Lance, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Because just because he said that, I'm like,
Yeah, did I even know it was on Netflix?
I asked you if it was, because I remember I watched like 10 minutes of it, and I was like kind of bored.
Yeah, because I remember I saw it on Showtime like a couple of years ago. I was watching an actual porno and I was mad that it wasn't.
You know, after like thinking about it, you know, I feel bad for making fun of Raylene so bad. Since they promoted it. Because we did rip her.
Man, we ain't never gonna fuck a porn star now.
We're blackballed. Hey. And blueballed.
Yeah, that's never going to happen now. Well, I guess our chances have went down the hill now. Oh, man, because, hey, maybe I could have had a chance to fuck Mary Carey. Not after this fucking episode.
Nope, we called her a moron.
After what did I call her? A dumb, bimbo, trashy looking... Yeah.
You're...
Hey, yep. Mary Carey, I still look. Hey. Hey, to be fair, Z, we did say we would still fuck them.
Yes, we did.
You just wouldn't stick a wrap. Well, I probably would. I ain't gonna lie.
Maybe triple wrap it, but.
Yeah. Shit, now those porn stars we named for our favorites, whatever. Hey, shit, I'll definitely fucking stick right. Give me a call. Ain't goddamn time. I'll put my number on there.
Changes. What are we gonna see in Throwback Tuesdays? Action packed fucking episodes.
Can we look forward to. I was thinking about that. You know, I was like, maybe you might see, us talking about a TV series. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Could be like maybe I'll just throw in like a TV episode, or you know, maybe an anime. You know, shit like that.
Well, we've done Korean movies. We have done animated movies like Under the Red Hood.
Maybe we'll get into a web series. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, Throwback Tuesday isn't limited to just doing movies. We can get hit all forms of media. So, but you never know. You just gotta wait and see. Because it all has to work out to where it actually makes sense.
Yeah, it still has to cover the ground rules.
Yeah, and it also has to make sense. Like, I wouldn't put a TV, like an episode of a TV show in there.
No, because that would be really hard to find.
Not nowadays. It's really fucking Amazon or Netflix or something like that, whatever. But you just can't throw that out there and not know like the. You can only talk about that episode. You have to like every episode is like the TVs are like character based episodes. You know, like build up character. Like you just jump in the middle of an episode of a TV show or whatever. You didn't know that character. Where that'd be kind of a hard one.
Yeah, I think TV would be pretty much the hardest one.
Web series, not so much though.
Yeah, because they're, about 6 episodes, and you could probably, it could be like a movie.
Yeah, and they're about that's 6 episodes, you say, that could be an hour, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you never know. Or even, like you said, like more foreign films or something like that, definitely animated, like we just had right here.
You know what? Kickstarter movies, too.
Yeah, we could do...
We do Uwe Boll's Kickstarter movie that's coming out.
Oh, fuck. We have not done what...
$700,000 in a Kickstarter.
Why?
To do a sequel to one of his movies. Didn't even announce which one, just a sequel.
It's probably Alone in the Dark.
It's one of his bad ones from what I heard, too.
Everyone's a bad one.
Yeah, that's true.
He did a movie about a window cleaner for 9/11.
Who the fuck gave him $700,000, though? I'm trying to understand that.
His fans.
Goddamn, dude. Give him $700,000. You could have gave me that, and I could have produced the same shit.
Give me $700,000. Give me $700,000.
Shit, you give me $700,000, I'm keeping that shit and taking only $10,000 to make that movie.
No, I would make that movie.
I'd be like, yeah, put all $700,000 in that movie. Shit, he's pretty much going to make a million to get that movie going. So, and also, yeah, Kickstarter movies could be a thing.
We could also do very small independent movies that a lot of people probably have seen.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit to cover. There's a lot of shit. So, you just gotta wait and see, Jimmy. That's all we can tell you. We can't tell you names or anything. Like, you gotta wait and see. You a patient motherfucker, you?
He wants the secrets out of the bag.
Can't give him all the secrets now. We're not porn stars. We can't just...
We're not gonna blow our load in the first...
Exactly. Damn, dude, we ain't never gonna fucking march. we just don't lay on the table and just open up wide leg, eagle spread and shit, you know?
No, we're not Mary Carey here. Oh, damn it. Damn it, we just keep digging our grave with her.
Ain't never gonna get that, man. Man, you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and cut it off right now. This has been Throwback Tuesday. I'm just saying, I want that. Mary Carey, you hear me? You still love me, girl. You still, now just don't open your mouth and you'll be fine. Anyway.
Don't speak.
The only time you need to open your mouth is when you're going down.
And don't make any noise at all. Just keep, you're gonna be ball gagged.
Fake ass Mariah Carey. Anyway. This has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 55. I'm the phenomenal one, voicemailpodcast.com.
This is Z from thefancritic.com.
And we will catch you people next week on a lovely porno edition of Throwback Tuesday. Later, bastard.
See ya.